The 1,500 residents of Chagford, a quaint town in Devon County, are used to the sound of bells coming from the church in the center of town. On wedding days, Sunday mornings, and Tuesday nights, when the bell ringers practice. The church, St. Michael the Archangel, dates back to 1261, though the present granite structure, including the tower that holds the bells, was mostly built in the early 1400s.
We can trace them right back so far as 1482.
John Bint, one of the church bell ringers, has compiled a history of the church's bells.
It's like a continuous, unbroken tradition going back to the late 1400s that we're carrying on here, really.
My name's Lawrence Benny, and I'm one of the Chagford church bell ringers.
Benny has been ringing at St. Michael's for 34 years. His mother was a ringer, and so are his children.
He's my son, and he's my son. They started learning far younger than I started to learn. And, well, Stuart, he's a far better ringer than I ever will be.
Trouble's going. It's gone.
Stuart and Benny's other son, Graham, stand in a circle with six other ringers. They each firmly grasp a thick rope attached to one of the eight bells in the tower above. Each of the ringers pulls their rope in clockwise order until Stuart, who's conducting tonight, calls out a different bell sequence.
Six, seven.
At Stuart's command, the first bell that is called, in this case the sixth bell, holds off, and the second bell that is called, the seventh bell, cuts in without interruption.
Well, he's actually calling out the changes of the bells. So he'll have either a set pattern that he'll ring to, or he'll make up one as he's going along. So we all have to have our wits about us to make sure we do it right. Right, we'll go up and show you the bells.
A steep, spiral, stone staircase leads up the tower to the belfry, where eight bronze bells are suspended between massive oak beams.
You'll go in any tower in Great Britain, and you'll find that the bells are hung in a similar way, whether it be on an oak frame such as this or a new modern steel frame in other towers.
On the side of each bell is a huge wooden wheel attached to the bell's top. The wheels are what give the ringers the leverage they need to keep momentum and swing the heavy bells. The heavier the bell, the larger the wheel. The largest wheel is attached to the tenor.
That's the tenor bell there. That's the big one. That's the one that weighs 1,800 weight.
At 475 pounds, the treble bell is the lightest.
Nearly all church bells are made out of a bronze, and that's what gives them their distinctive tone and sound. So they are actually all tuned to a musical note, but they also have all these harmonics inside them, which is all part of what the bell is all about.
My name's Julia Endicott, and I've been the captain here since 1977, and I took over from my father, Percy Rice.
Every team of bell ringers has a captain. Percy Rice became captain in 1939 and kept the position until 2 years before his death. Like an inheritance, bell ringing often passes from generation to generation.
We're very lucky here because we've got such a lot of young people and it's thriving where a lot of towers are struggling.
But St. Michael's is not without its own struggles. In 2000, the church architect discovered that the five oak foundation beams that hold the bells were badly rotted by moisture that had seeped in from the porous granite.
We had to raise £50,000. So we had a concert, didn't we? Raised a lot of money.
After 11 months of silence, the bell frame was fixed just in time for Christmas, continuing a 600-year tradition.
Next time.
For the world, I'm Ibi Caputo, Chagford, England.